With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Supreme Court has heard arguments about whether Donald Trump can be kept off the Colorado 2024 presidential ballot. In oral arguments, Chief Justice John Roberts says there would be big consequences if the Supreme Court agrees with Colorado.
In very quick order, I would expect, although my predictions have never been correct, I would expect that a goodly number of states will say, whoever the Democratic candidate is, you're off the ballot, and others, for the Republican candidate, you're off the ballot. And it'll come down to just a handful of states that are going to decide the presidential election. That's a pretty daunting consequence.
The Supreme Court now mulling Trump versus Anderson, the Colorado case that cites a constitutional provision the High Court has not considered since the 14th Amendment was ratified in 1868. Former President Trump was pleased with the arguments presented to the Supreme Court today. Also at SRNNews.com, Israeli airstrikes have killed over a dozen people overnight, hours after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu rejected Hamas ceasefire terms and vowed to expand the offensive into the southern Gaza town. Secretary of State Blinken has left the Middle East. A U.S. drone strike has killed several members of an Iranian-backed militia in Baghdad, including a high-ranking commander.
There have been calls from Shia paramilitary leaders, pro-Iranian militia leaders, for their supporters to come out on the streets to show their anger. There have been calls also for retaliation, specifically one militia leader saying, "We want blood for blood."
The BBC's Orla Garin in Baghdad. The Dow is down 16 points, but the Nasdaq ahead 52. This is SRN News. Most pastors don't preach about gambling.
A new poll from Lifeway Research finds the vast majority of America's Protestant clergymen do not support gaming and are dismayed by the explosion of sports betting that has beset the nation. But the survey also finds only 7% of pastors have ever preached against gambling from the pulpit. In fact, 56% say they haven't felt any need to do so. This despite the fact that tens of millions of people are placing wagers every week. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The LGBT agenda is advancing in traditionally conservative Japan. A court in the western part of the country has approved a woman's request to have her gender changed in official records to male without undergoing sterilization surgery. Japan used to require the procedure before a person could legally live as the opposite sex, but the country's top court recently changed the law. Most of Asia is beginning to embrace the gay agenda. This is SRN News. Federal and local officials aren't taking any chances when it comes to security at Sunday's Super Bowl.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says there are no known threats to the Super Bowl. Mayorkas says they don't want a repeat of what happened during the AFC Championship game in Baltimore when the contest was stopped in the first quarter.
The timeout was called by security officials at M&T Bank Stadium in Baltimore when an unidentified drone flew over the stadium.
The air around Allegiant Stadium has been designated by the Federal Aviation Administration as a no-drone zone. TSA officers have been trained to spot human trafficking, and extra agents will be added to handle record post-game crowds. I'm Mike Hempen.
NASA's newest climate satellite has blasted off, the PACE satellite. We'll survey the world's oceans and atmosphere in unprecedented detail. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.